From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. Democratic Utah Congressman Jim Matheson offered praise to administrators at Fortis College and students studying in fields like nursing there as he toured the school's Salt Lake area facility this morning. And Matheson's visit comes at a time when for-profit colleges are being scrutinized heavily by Congress.
We're particularly proud of the STEP Generator. Okay. We're the
only school administrators focused on Fortis College's success in job placement as they showed Congressman Jim Matheson around the accredited for-profit school. And that was part of what the Democratic lawmaker discussed as he later addressed a crowd of a few dozen students.
And it seems to me that what you've done is you've designed a set of programs that are really meeting providing students with the opportunities that meet the needs that are out in the marketplace. And your placement record, my gosh, those numbers are fantastic.
But when it comes to the for-profit college industry as a whole, Democrats in the U.S. Senate have not been offering such praise. A recent investigation launched by Iowa Senator Tom Harkin found that 54% of students who started programs at for-profit colleges left without securing a degree. That report, though, did not examine Fortis College or its parent company, Education Affiliates, specifically. Congressman Matheson says all institutions of higher education, not just for-profits, should be examined to see if they're producing positive results.
Well, I hope people take a step back and take a thoughtful approach. We want to make sure that any entity is operating in an appropriate way, but here I'm visiting Fortis College today, and you just look at the track record here, look at the placement rate, look at what these students are doing, and that's the type of investment we want people to make in themselves.
The Senate report also found the 30 for-profit education companies it examined received more than 79% of their revenue from federal student aid in 2010. Kendall Dean, campus president of Fortis College in Salt Lake, says the vast majority of students there receive some form of federal aid, but it serves a purpose.
That is what is enabling them to take advantage of these educational opportunities. Without that, it would be very difficult for many of these students to attend college.
One of those students who met with Congressman Matheson is Warren Gerard Wright, who is president of the Utah Student Nurses Association. As a veteran, the Department of Veterans Affairs has helped pay for his education.
I know at the beginning of this program, while we were still trying to get my grant money from the VA instilled, I had to use federal aid, and if it wasn't for federal aid, I wouldn't have been able to attend school.
And Wright doesn't express any doubt that when he graduates in December, he'll be able to land a job.
And, you know, talking to some of the managers that are at our clinical sites, they're very excited about Fortis students and are already talking to most of our students about, you know, possible jobs when we do graduate, when we do get our RN. So I feel that once I graduate, I'll be prepared and, you know, ready to step right into a field. I don't think there'll be much of a wait to find a job.
According to Fortis College's data available online under the Student Right to Know Act, its completion rate for the 65 students who enrolled in Salt Lake City between fall 2008 and summer 2009 was 67.7%. I'm Jeff Robinson, KCBW News.